This is the Composer's Datebook for February 3rd. I'm John Zeck. American composer Michael Torkey was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1961. While he was still a 20-something composition student at Yale back in the 1980s, Torkey wrote two orchestral works with playful, colorful titles, Ecstatic Orange and The Yellow Pages. Both of them proved successful, and a string of other works with color-themed titles followed, such as Bright Blue Music and Green. All these pieces might be described as post-minimalist, meaning they employed the repetitive musical structures and patterns of Torkey's slightly older minimalist contemporaries, Steve Reich, Philip Glass, and John Adams, but they also added something new. That something new might be due to Torkey's upbeat Midwestern personality and his wide range of musical interests and curiosity. For example, what would happen, Torkey wondered, if a 20th century minimalist mindset somehow merged with the sound world of an early 19th century Beethoven symphony? Well, on today's date in 1989, we all found out. That's when fellow composer John Adams led the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra in the premiere performance of a new Torkey work entitled Ash. Presented originally as a purely orchestral work, Ash also serves as a successful ballet score. Its punchy, energetic forward motion sounds like Beethoven, but the shifting structural patterns are pure Torkey. A critic for the Los Angeles Times described Ash as being an ingenious homage to Beethoven, a quarter hour of trickily juxtaposed shards of melody, rhythm, and mostly two-chord fragments, a gallop in search of a bolero. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.